Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Let's get started, because this man's time is money.
Mm-hmm.
Bonte Hill, the morning roast, the pre and post and half for NBC Sports Bay Area in the Golden State Warriors. It's been a while, Bonte. We happy you pulling up when things are on fire down there in San Francisco. Hold on, let me check. What's y'all, 13-2? What's y'all record with 13? Oh, my bad.
12-3.
My bad. I keep getting it wrong. 12-3.
The fives are high.
And, yep.
You know, there was people on the street bragging about, you know, man, you know, we don't really miss Klay Thompson, man. We got Buddy Hield and Melton and this and that. I said, we're going to do my boy Klay Thompson like that, man. And yeah, the vibes are completely different this time around. It was so bad after y'all beat us by 30. I think I may have took the day off that Monday, man, after the kid. I said, yeah, I'm not going to do this, man.
We had video. We had video of Butcher Boy just.
It was bad.
Move on, TC. I want to hear from
TC. TC called in. He said, "We're not talking about the Kings today."
Hey, TC, man, that the streets told me. They said, "Man, TC calling the chatty house, man. He calling D-Lo and KC on the puncher, man." I said, "I'm gonna duck these strays on the Monday morning, man." The Niners got blew out. The Kings got beat by 30. I said, "Yeah, I'm gonna sit this one out, champ."
Hey, man, speaking from experience, firing your head coach does wonders for vibes.
Jerry Stackhouse, next head coach of the Warriors.
It is an amazing reset button on the vibes, boy. I tell you. Goodness gracious.
D-Lo, I saw the way D-Lo was acting, man. I tapped in immediately to you guys. And D-Lo was solo polo. He's dropping every four-letter word in the book. And I'm thinking, man, what's going on? They live? What's happening? They ran Fox out of town. It was wild. I see Penny came on like three different times. He talked about, I got the day off. He's on three different times. Y'all was so mad. Kyle Madsen had to come on the show. He's in the car. I'm like, man, this is epic. I sat here for like 2 hours at the same kitchen table, man, watching that one. But you know what? Doug Christie got them boys playing.
Yep.
9-2. I seen an offensive number. Sabonis, he looks like a complete, like, he doesn't look as stiff. He's hitting outside shot. I think he's averaging like 16-4 since Christie's been balling. He's shooting the 60s from the field and three. There's no denying that. He's got them boys playing up and down. Keon Ellis is pressing full court. Keegan Murray's back, which I love to see that because I think he's a hell of a young player. So Keys right now, they rolling right now, man. You guys are serious.
You know, B, we get our jokes off with the Warriors and everything, but we are kind of baffled by how they can start the season the way they did and now look like they have for the last 20 games or so. Like, are we still unsure of who the real Warriors are? Because obviously you had the great start, and then, like, they've been really, really bad as of late, but that maybe that's not who they really are. Are they still trying to figure out who they really are at this point?
Yeah, you try to figure out who you are, but when you look at the birth certificates of Draymond and Steph and you bring in Dennis Schroeder, who's at 32, and GP2's up there, and he's, you know, ever since they traded for him to come back to the Golden State Warriors, he's been hurt more than he's been on the court. This is who they are, an inconsistent bunch that can't stay healthy. You know, Steve Kerr's had 24 different starting lineups. This is like the second most in the league.
That's cool.
You know, so you can't find traction and consistency. But also, I remember during that 12-3 start, it was all good, right? But I was trying to caution the fan base. Me, out of all people, saying, hey, look, I know they're 12-3, but think about the teams they beat who was not at full strength. Mm-hmm. Boston wasn't at full strength. They beat New Orleans twice, and they I don't know who that team was. Brandon Ingram was out. Zion was out. I don't think Zion was in the Bay Area at that point. Mm-hmm. So I try to caution people, like, hey, look, man, like, Buddy's never done this before. Like, D'Anthony Melton's had injury issues, and, you know, people weren't listening and saying, hey, man, no, we're better. Man, we got the bad attitude out the locker room with Klay Thompson and this and that. And you know what? They got to the month of December, which I thought was a good barometer for this team, because you look at that schedule in December, they were playing all the big boys, and the schedule was stacked. And it went downhill in a heartbeat because, one, they don't have anybody outside of Steph who could blow by their man and get up, beat somebody off the dribble. The lack of shooting is alarming. With the team that has Steph Curry on it, they're last in free throw shooting as a team. And amazing. Now you got all these misfits. Now you got all these specialists who they're really good at one thing, but they're not good at the other. They need two-way players. They need 3-D guys. They need guys who are quick and athletic. And that's the problem when you have a team that is older where you get slow, you're small. And every time they play, I look up even last week against the Toronto Raptors, said, man, their roster looks a little more athletic than ours. Mm-hmm. Wow, they look a little more pleasing than ours. Even the Wizards with Alex Saar, Jordan Poole, you're thinking, they're playing with the Wizards. The Wizards are up 7 at the half. It should be up 15. Mm. So I think what we're seeing now are the real Warriors, and they have to figure this out, whether it's at the deadline or in the offseason. And they got to figure out what direction they want to go in. They really do. Do they want to commit to Kuminga? Do they want to commit to Wiggins? What do they want to do about Draymond Green, who right now looks like his body's breaking down at a rapid rate, man. He came back in for 3 minutes against the Wizards after missing three games and was done. It's like, what? And meanwhile, Jordan Poole scoring 38, and we're thinking, and every Warrior fan after the game said, we had that guy. Yeah, I know. We had that guy. But it is what it is at this point now. So I think what we're seeing right now is kind of the real Warriors, an inconsistent bunch that's on the older side, on the smaller side. That's one of the least athletic teams in the NBA.
You talk about picking a direction, Bonte. Is it too late? Like, for this Steph Curry, I guess, Draymond Green, Steve Kerr group, is it too late?
It certainly feels like it, right? You can't make the moves that they've made over the last 3 years. And look, man, I hate saying it, I hate breaking it up. But, you know, I had the opportunity, I was blessed to have the opportunity to walk in that gym Saturday night and run into Poole's family. And then Jordan Poole came out and I ran into him. And I walked out of that conversation thinking, like, damn. That fateful day, 4 months after winning the NBA championship in Boston, that fateful day in October of practice was the beginning of the end of this current iteration of the Warriors. Now, maybe they can revamp it and add some talent around Stephen Curry, and we'll see what happens with that. But think about all the things that have happened since then. And everything is centered around number 23, Draymond Green. You know, you think about last week where it sounded like Steph Curry and Steve Kerr were waving a white flag. Well, they were responding to an article that involved Draymond Green and Vincent Goodwill. You know, you think about the bad attitude that got labeled onto Klay Thompson last year. What? The guy was averaging 18, shooting 38% from three. You guys asked him to come off the bench. He comes off the bench and averages another 18 and shoots 43%. So I think from that moment and the way they handled it and where, you know, it felt like they were more concerned about the leak of the tape than actually Jordan Poole himself. And I know that's probably not the case, but it looked like that from the outside looking in. They have not recovered from that moment. They lost in the second round that year. They lost in the play-in last year, obviously, to you guys. And right now, they don't even look like a play-in team. So it may be too late to recover from that. You know, you wonder about the culture. It was fractured from that point. Now you had a locker room divided. Some people roll over Poole. Some people roll over Draymond. But they haven't recovered from that moment. And it's hard for me to get over that as a Warrior fan, knowing that that happened. And they just quite haven't been the same. They haven't clicked. Something stunk with this organization from that point on. So the next move they make in terms of trying to pivot and figure out whether they want to keep Steph around, which I think they do, but how do you reinvent yourself is going to be the tough thing for Mike Dunleavy and Joe Lacob. And it may have to start with trading number 23 at some point, whether it's before the deadline or in the summer. But then you think about basketball. I know I'm long-winded, but think about basketball. You cannot have players – On you look at every roster in the NBA, every good roster, even you guys. You guys got five offensive threats at all times. Somebody could either shoot, drive to the rim, or finish. Even some bonus is shooting a jumper this year, right? He's making it at a high clip. The Warriors too many times have lineups where you got two non-scorers on the floor. which I thought we saw it in the Sacramento series a couple years ago, the first round, where it's like, boy, you got to move to the one big lineup with either Looney and these scores here, or you're going to get beat by the Sacramento Kings. And they haven't adjusted their style of play. The league is caught up. And from a stylistic standpoint, they've got to figure out that first and foremost in order to get better in the future.
You know, Bonte, we talk about the intangibles and the culture, and you're 100% right. But just the basketball aspect of it, Jordan Poole was the guy. That was the guy. I'm not saying he was going to be Steph Curry, but that was supposed to be the seamless, you know, transition to the Poole era. I mean, think about, you know, people look at
the second timeline.
Yeah, yeah, he was going to be the leader of the second timeline. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Think about how he played in that season they won the championship. He was fantastic. He was doing crazy things with the range, off the dribble, his handle, all this other stuff. And that, more than anything, not being able to keep him around, might have been the way this thing, you know, ended. But I want to ask you one other thing real quick. Stephen Curry, you don't move on from him unless he says, move me, correct?
Absolutely. I mean, your business model, you get half empty gyms. Ticket prices go down the drain. Sellout crowds go down the drain. National TV games, you're not getting those anymore, right? There's no TNT specials. There's no MLK Day matinees. There's no Christmas Day games if you go ahead and do that. Real quick on the pool thing, because, yeah, I'm not trading Stephen Curry unless he walks in that building and says, get me out of here. And then, you know what, Steph, you deserve it. You've done everything for the franchise and much, much more. That's the only way you trade him. Mm-hmm. You don't willingly take phone calls saying, yeah, 30's on the block here. Joe Lacob's not a dummy. Mike Dunleavy's not a dummy. They think about those dollars and cents, and your dollars and cents get – I mean, you become the afterthought in the Bay Area after that. All of a sudden, people are talking Sharks and Giants baseball, and you got the Niners on the street. But the pool thing you mentioned, because he knew it. When I was talking to him and his family, he knew it. He goes, man, we had a good thing here. And I thought about the pop he got in the arena. You know, there's always those players like Malik Monk at the G1C. It feels like when he does something, when I'm watching Kings games and he does something, it's like, damn, there's a different pop when he falls out, right? It was Steph and Jordan Poole where we were talking about having pool parties. Hell, I was wearing floaties on sets at NBC with sunscreen. We're having, like, seriously, he was the most lovable guy as a youngster. And there was no jealousy between Steph and Klay because Klay Thompson's older brother was working out.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
before every single game. Mm-hmm. You think if they were beefing, Jordan Poole would have Michael Thompson, Clay's older brother, working him out, getting ready for games? Hell no. So he was next. And the two-timeline thing could work because it's worked for the Spurs when they had Duncan, Ginobili, and Parker, and they went to back-to-back finals. And actually, you know, you got a young Kawhi. You got Danny Green hitting threes. You got Patty Mills there. You got Tiago Splitter playing his role. So it could have worked. And it just felt like maybe if there was jealousy or feels over buddy or anything. And then today, we see a Draymond Green clip of the podcast still talking about the apology. And it's like, when you call somebody this and you do this, and it's like, man, Draymond, you called all kind of people saying certain things, man. Like, that's not acceptable, man. And we're still talking about it today. Mm-hmm. And you know it, Casey, that was the bridge to the future because he could blow by guys and get off his shot at any point. Now he's having career highs. Warrior fans are sick right now watching Jordan Poole. So, no, they won't trade Steph Curry, but that bridge to the future is definitely – we're holding on to Jonathan Kuminga, and we have no idea what his status is with the Warriors moving forward.
Draymond Green is one of the least self-aware public figures, I think, in recent sports history.
Wow.
He is just so unaware of him, his place in the league, and his place on this Golden State Warriors team in the pantheon of way. People outside of Joe Lacob and that group in there, like, think about him. It is so bizarre. It is such a but he gets gassed up by a lot of people. He gets gassed up by a lot of people I love. Mm-hmm. And it's, I just, I've always said this. People who eat, sleep, breathe basketball have said Draymond does things on the floor that no one else does. I feel like those things ended about 4 years ago. And that's the tough part when you get older and things change. How do you move forward? Like with Steph, to me, Steph is Kobe. You, Steph, in terms of Steph and the Golden State Warriors, you go down with the ship, you win 8 games or 10 games or whatever it is, you take that retirement tour, and God willing, you score 60 in your finale. Like, that's the barometer for Steph Curry. That's the barometer for very few players on the planet, but Steph is one of them.
Yep. No, you're spot on, D-Lo. You're spot on. You're right until the wheels fall off, man. We may never see another player like this in franchise history.
League history.
This organization, the league history, league history, this community. You write it down. But the point on Draymond Green, because you're right. All right, all the other stuff was acceptable. We barely, okay, we're right with it, all that stuff. But once that punch happened, and then you see him go 11-30 on the road, and then they lose to the Lakers in the way they did. I'm just talking basketball. Anthony Davis wasn't guarding him. He was parked under the rim, all right? So they're not even honoring him, and it's like, wait, you're wide open. You have to take that shot. All of a sudden, Clay's turned into a playmaker. We all know Clay's not a playmaker. One dribble, pull up, catch and shoot. That's Clay's game. You asking him to, hey, dribble, 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 shot clock's running down, go make us a play. That's not his game. And then Steph's getting doubled off every screen. And so from a basketball standpoint, I thought the Warriors had the perfect opportunity to say, you know what? Let's reevaluate where we are, and let's re-tinker this thing and move forward. That's what the great teams do. But they stuck with Draymond after that season, gave him $100 million. And then what happens last season? He said, look, this is the most important season of my career. Told me that. He told me that. I bought it. It's like, all right, cool. About to be a good run here. And he misses 17 games, right? The Gobert incident. The Nurkic incident.
Wow.
And the Warriors win 46 games, and he misses 17 of them. I'm thinking to myself, damn. You play those games, say if you play 10 of them, I think they win 50 and you get into the top six. So all the other stuff that is adding up to this team where you're hurting the team, and then the constant podcasting, well, I don't care if a player podcasts. I'm never going to tell a player to shut up and dribble. But then we get to Jordan Poole and the tweet Mark Spears. That's the last thing Warrior fans want to see right now. And some Warrior fans are in denial, but some are like, you know what? It's time to pull the plug. I know my guy Shasky. He's like getting damn near personal with him. I'm like, yo, we got to call on Draymond talk today, man, because it's getting a little wild out here, right? It is because
Butcher Boy got emotional, man. I don't believe it, Bonte.
Yeah, shocker, right? Yeah, no, D-Lo, you're spot on, man. And I think some of the basketball people are saying like, well, he's not the greatest defense. I said, Hobby Hockey had him twice early in that Miami game, a day after they played double overtime, and they got the Warriors at Chase Center. I'm thinking, well, he's not the defender. He's not the defender he once was. Eventually, he's shooting 30% from three systems first, and now he's going back to where passing up open shots again, which is hurting the offense. I throw my hands up because they're. I don't know what they're going to do with number 23, but everybody around the organization, I think they know it and they want to admit it. And it feels like they let the wrong legend. Klay Thompson's in the Dallas Mavericks uniform. Klay Thompson, and it made me sick. It made me sick to my stomach all the last 2 years where he led the league in made threes and it did what he did last year, and people try to label him a bad guy. He's got a bad – no, let me tell you, Clay Thompson, he's about ball. He ain't about the other stuff. He's about ball. I want to play ball. I want to shot. Yeah, sure, he's going to take some bad shots, and he's not the defender he once was, but he's not with the other stuff. See him get labeled like that and all those stink pieces come out shortly after he signed with Dallas? You can say that as basketball. You know what I'm saying? You can't treat a guy like that on the way out, make him look like the bad guy, as well as Jordan Poole, where people would defend Draymond, punchy Jordan Poole by saying what he said, and blah, 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 blah. What? What are we doing here? What are we doing? So it's as troubling as the time and go to the State Warrior basketball land since Mark Jackson's been fired. And we're in the thick of it, and we got this match right now going up to the Golden 1 Center, and it's not looking pretty, folks. With J.K. not playing until February, Draymond's out until February. Where's the scoring from? Where's it going to come from? Who's going to stop the bleeding? And I don't know if they got the horses right now to do it.
Bonte Hill, host, co-host of The Morning Roast, also on NBC Sports Bay Area, pre and post for all your Warrior stuff. And I hate to keep...
You're doing radio stuff.
Well, you know, I'm doing what I can. You know what I mean? They might have a new audience popping in, want to know who he is. You know what I mean?
D-Lo, who is this guy?
I don't know. Man's doing social media reels now. He's on TikTok all of a sudden.
TikTok.
Let me shut you down real quick, D-Lo, because I see the way you move. I see the way you've been moving.
Oh, I'm trying.
That Google, that's been getting some runway, man. You've been weird. I said, damn, dude, look at D-Lo at Disneyland.
Come on, man.
He's
you see him?
Out, man. I didn't you know see D-Lo him? Had an eight-pack.
You see him? Come on, I'm just trying to keep up, man. That's all I'm trying to do. You know what I'm saying?
I have no problem acknowledging I'm a thirst trap. I'll post the thirst if it gets the likes or the comments. I'm gonna post it. What you want me to do? I'm out here hoeing on social media. I don't know what to tell you, man.
For the betterment of the show.
That's it. Tune in. Only thing that got more run was me cussing out De'Aaron Fox. Like, oh, great.
That was unbelievable. I know you see Fox because y'all brothers go to the games, man, and I know y'all don't like to smoke. Maybe it's an off-air conversation, but I know Fox and people heard that because that's one thing.
Bruh.
Players hear everything. Bruh. They see everything.
My favorite chef walked over to me and was like, hey, you let De'Aaron have it. I was like, well, yeah. He was like, yeah. I sent him the clip. I was like, all right, man.
It's a classic.
All right, man. Classic. Shout out Chef Q.
Shout out Che. Yeah, we got to get Bonte over at Q.
Oh, yeah. When you're coming out, we're going to take you to Q1227.
We got to get him over there. We're talking about steaks and all this other stuff. Yeah, we got to get him over there.
I got to make sure I clean the Dior's for you guys, man. Y'all next level.
I don't have to clean the Dior's because I don't have any, so it's good. Like, you guys can just be the Dior brothers. Splash Brothers, Dior Brothers. Here we are right here. I'm just here. I'm in some Chuck Taylor's.
It's all funny case, man. But I know deep down inside, y'all like, man, the Warriors are down bad, man.
I know.
Y'all party because I tapped in from the bed on that Monday listening to y'all, and y'all was calling people out. I heard D-Lo. I was like, Bonte, he ain't even there. Who's that? And TC's calling both shows, and the chat is off, and I'm getting all the texts and DMs. Yo, where you at, man? You can, you know, because Sacramento fans, they something else. They different.
Oh, hey, Bonte, it is up out here. Like, I don't know. Warrior fans, they may not trip off the Kings like that. Like, it may not. They got other things they talking about. Out here, it is up. It's going down like forever. Warriors, Lakers, it's going down forever. Like, this game tonight, it's going to be rocking at the G1C because the Warriors are in town. They want all that smoke. So it's always going down. But I want to ask you this about Steph Curry, though, because you know people. You talk to people. You know what's going on. We already clarified if you're the Warriors, you're just not moving on unless he says something.
Yeah.
Do you think Steph Curry would ever say, move me?
Yes, I would. We've seen this in the league before. I mean, even Kobe Bryant, even though he finished his career with the Lakers, how many times did Kobe threaten to go to the Clippers or the Bulls or trade me here or what? Like, it's a fickle situation. And Steph, I think, going to those Olympic Games, playing with all those great players, and he's like, boy, I stole the show. I'm still playing at a high level. And if I go on a team that has some help, I'm not going to see 6-7 defenders every single night and get doubled every single night. And I'm passing the guys who, you know, are trying to find their way to the NBA. I think he wants to see how it plays out this summer. How does it play out? The offseason, the way the season finishes, how good does it look? Because here's the problem with that. Warrior fans about this. What you don't want to happen is the Warriors struggling before the All-Star break, because the All-Star break is right here in San Francisco. And guess what the national media is going to do, and the international media, they're going to pepper him over and over and over and over and over, and people are going to get to his head. So I wouldn't put it past him. I wouldn't put it past any superstar, including Stephen Curry, who wants to be here in the Bay. He genuinely wants to retire a member to go to State Warriors. But sometimes you got to do what you got to do. And do you want to have those Kobe years where you don't go to the playoffs for the final 5-6 years of your career? I don't think he does. I think he wants to play for high stakes. When you play for high stakes for that long, going back to the projects ain't easy, brother. Going back to them top mama packs this season, it ain't easy, man. You know, we're not going to go back to
them syrup sandwiches.
Dude,
the Warriors are syrup sandwiches.
Yeah. We're trying to go back to Ruth Chris, man. We're trying to stay there. You know, we're not
the Golden State Warriors, dinner, so. Syrup sandwiches.
So that dental office could get a bit lonely, man. So Steph, it depends how the season ends, seriously, and what the prospects look like. What's the plan here, and what stars could become available? Because it could. I never put it past an athlete to say, "Hey, you know what? Knock on that door, and say, hey, Joe, man, it's been a good run, man, but do me a solid, man, and you know, I want to play for something."
Damn, I can't imagine it. You would know better than I would, but I can't imagine Steph doing it, man.
I don't. I think we're a long way away from that, but I do. Since I've heard some things from Steph, he's been a little more outspoken than usual, and I know he trusts the process, but that look he had on his face when they got beat by the Miami Heat in double overtime, that look where I thought he was walking straight to the locker room, and he looked up at the crowd, and I hadn't seen that look from Stephen Curry, and I don't think I've seen that look from him since pre-Mark Jackson. It's been a while, and he kind of knew, like, yo, this is – yeah, we got to do something about this.
Yeah, that man has had moments where he's looked defeated. Like, he is absolutely. We laughed at most of them.
We did. No, we imitated him as well.
I know. No, Teddy.
Hey, let us have this, man. Hey,
and we're scared to death tonight.
Exactly. To be perfectly clear, we're living in fear going into tonight's game.
We're scared to death tonight. Yeah. We're scared to death.
I don't know why, man. Y'all rolling right now.
Because 30's still there. That's why.
As long as Steph is in the jersey.
I think the Warriors are playing hard tonight, man. But, boy, you see the injury report, man. And that's the thing. Kuminga, who a lot of the fan base hasn't embraced Kuminga the way I have. From day one, I'm like, yo, this guy can go. Give him consistent minutes. When you look at him, when he gets 30 minutes over the course of his career, which has only happened a handful of times, like 45 times or something like that, he produces and he gets better by the game. He gets better within the game. And to lose him at this juncture, it's tough, man. It's they don't have anybody to fill that spot right now. So we'll see what happens tonight.
Bonte, we appreciate you, man. You got a long night of work ahead. Thanks for carving out a few minutes. Great to catch up with you, and we'll be praying for the demise of your basketball team.
Syrup sandwiches.
I'm just let them know. Hey, syrup sandwiches, but I'm going to let the Chetty House know. Y'all tag me in anything today or tonight. I'm blocking all y'all asses. And I'm cursing you all out on the phone lines tomorrow. TC in Sacramento, RJ in Fairfield. Y'all better leave me the hell alone. Because, you know, I get cranky after those long nights, man. I come in the morning a little cranky, man.
Hey, Bonte don't be one to hear it, man. He'll be one to hear it. He'll be like, man, I ain't hearing this right now.
I will go at you, Busters. Y'all come at me. Put them t-shirts in the drawer. All right.
Look at Bonte is preemptively angry. Game's 5 hours away. Bonte preemptively angry. That's all right, brother. Hey, we've lived this life. It's all right. That's all right. Just know we appreciate you.
Hey, man, come on down here, man. We got to get you the sack, big dog.
I'll see y'all soon, man.